Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Okay, first I do want to throw a caveat. If I sneeze up here or my voice gives out, I had an engagement with cats a couple days ago. I'm not afraid of terrorists. They're just targets. But a room full of cats will take me out. So if my voice gives out or I sneeze, I'm just feeling some residual effects of visiting a friend with cats.
I'm not afraid of terrorists. They're just targets. But a cat will take me down. This is Colonel Patrick Deering. He is the commanding officer of the 1st South, 1st Special Operations Wing at Hurlburt Field. He is not the CO of the base, but he was another one of the participants in this very interesting. It was really an economic development forum of sorts because it was put on by Shannon Ogletree and the economic development folks in Santa Rosa County to try to help people understand the significance of the military mission and what challenges they face and how functioning within and around them is important for economic development. But it was really a military forum. And, you know, three congressmen were there. I mean, Jim Patronis was there and a couple of others were also there. One from Texas. It was very cool. And then they had, like I said, representatives of the major installations, the four major installations in our close vicinity, Eglin, Hurlburt, Whiting, and NES Pensacola. Corey's a subsidiary of NES Pensacola. Anyway, so Patrick Deering talking about the mission at Hurlburt, which I knew this one a little bit better because I had done a tour there recently. Not recently, like 9 years ago, 10 years ago. But, you know, still, I mean, I always think about it because what they do is amazing. But again, things change, information changes, and what they do is, I mean, frankly, amazing. And I don't think a lot of the news gets out about any of the military bases and what they do, but particularly our Air Force bases in the close vicinity.
So at Hurlburt Field, we're the home of Air Force Special Operations Command. We're the home of 1 SAL, that's my wing, 1st Special Operations Wing. And like Eglin, we have a ton of tenant partners. We have 40 tenant units at Hurlburt Field. What grew out of a very small auxiliary field when Rick flew with Orville and Wilbur many years ago, it has grown into a base of 23,000 people, third, fourth largest base in the Air Force when it comes to people. Very small geographically, unlike Eglin. Eglin has a huge range and a lot of land. We have very little land, but we have a ton of people.
23,000 people at Hurlburt. 23,000. I don't know. I always think of Hurlburt as small. Because, you know, it's small. I mean, geographically, it's small. It's not Eglin, okay? It's not NES Pensacola. It's a teeny tiny little place. 23,000 people. That is, wow. Holy smokes.
At Hurlburt Field 1 South, the mission comes first. If you see a mission on the news that says Special Operations Forces took out terrorist X, there's a good chance 1 SAL was there that night. There's a great chance we were involved. We're not going to talk about it. We won't address it. That terrorist will just be eliminated.
Yeah, so it's like a lot of things we do. You know, you don't hear a lot of press releases out of Corey Station. You know, you don't, because of what they do is largely stuff you don't want to publicize. You know, what we do out of Hurlburt, you don't see a lot of press releases because we just want to go over, kill them, come back. You know, that's the idea, okay? But it is massively important operation.
My boss, General Conley, commander of AFSOC, he wears two hats.
That's
and
Air Force Special Operations
soft
Command.
Component.
And by the way, soft, there are Special Operations Forces, not soft like hard, but soft Special Operations Forces.
Soft component for the Air Force, and he is the air component for U.S. SOCOM. And so not only are we airmen, we're also special operators. And we work hand in hand with our SEAL partner, SEAL partners, Green Berets, Rangers, MARSOC Raiders. And these soft truths are really the tenets that we try to live by in addition to our Air Force core values.
Absolutely.
A couple things I do want to hit. Number one, people more important than hardware. As General Massaro mentioned, you know, the development of our airmen, taking care of our families, that's as important as the next widget or the next airplane we're going to buy.
And that's a key component, is realizing, I mean, Eglin is making the things, but Hurlburt is deploying the people that use the things, and understanding that the people are more important, and certainly as important as the widgets or devices that they're creating. So what exactly comes out of Hurlburt? We'll get into that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Make your outdoor space summer ready. Get $50 off new mosquito or fire ant control service. You can visit insect.net today. Let's see here. Still rolling accident-free right now. Good news on that. But again, if you're traveling on, Highway 29, just as you approach 9 Mile southbound, you're going to see maybe a 5 to 7 minute delay. Also, Avalon Boulevard southbound approaching I-10, we've got our normal congestion delays, about 7 to 10 minutes there, so just pack your patience. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Back to this military forum that was hosted in Santa Rosa County recently, and Colonel Patrick Deering, the commanding officer of the 1st Special Operations Wing, 1st SAO on board, the Navy people say on board, Air Force people don't. At Hurlburt Air Force Base.
The other piece, most special operations require non-soft support. Although we are executing soft missions, we can't do that without all the partnerships around the Panhandle, but also just around the Air Force and DOD.
And that was the theme of the day, is the partnerships between commercial and civilian, obviously, but non-military folks and government, and the things that they can do to help the military mission or hinder it if done poorly. But again, what exactly happens at Hurlburt?
This wing has grown immensely. We have about 23,000 people on base. We're the home to Air Force Special Operations Command. We have 40 tenant units, and then we have a wide range of aircraft, from the gunships to U-28s to MC-130s and to armed overwatch that really will be growing at Hurlburt Field as we tend to replace the U-28. We also fly remotely piloted aircraft, and we have some exquisite intelligence capabilities on base as well.
Lots of assets fly out of there.
This is really, this is the meat of the mission right here. So MQ-9 Reaper, some referred to as drones, we call them RPAs, remotely piloted aircraft. They are piloted. Those pilots just happen to be sitting on the ground. Next one is the MC-130 Commando 2, soon to be probably the Talon 3 when it gets modified. This is our exquisite lift capability. If there's a SEAL team or a Green Beret team or a Ranger that needs to get to a place not really detected, we're going to use the MC-130 to the best of our ability.
So think Fat Albert. Okay, Fat Albert is a C-130. It's not an MC because that's a multi-mission combat. You also have the AC, which is the attack cargo or attack combat. That's the gunship. But the C, just straight C, is just the regular old C-130. So there's different configurations for different purposes. The MCs are designed to carry troops like your air commandos onto target. The Reaper, which is an armed remote operator. It's not a drone technically because, it is remote operated, attack capability vehicle. Then he talks about some of the other assets they use.
U-28 Draco, one of the pioneers really of the post 9/11 Air Force generation. This was an aircraft that was acquired really quickly, modified quickly, and is overhead virtually every battlefield that we're encountering right now.
It's a surveillance and reconnaissance plane, and if I showed a picture of it to you, like, it doesn't look like anything. Yeah, it doesn't look like anything. It's just a fixed-wing aircraft that they acquired after 9/11. Lots of operational uses for that. The one that perhaps Hurlburt is the most famous for.
And finally, my original aircraft, the AC-130, with the 105 of Justice.
You look confused, John. Oh, okay. If you look confused, people are confused. So, okay, I gotcha. So the one that they're most famous for is the gunships, which they have out in front now at the air park that you can see, right, just off of Highway 98.
And finally, my original aircraft, the AC-130, with the 105 of Justice, this absolutely puts...
the 105 of Justice. It's an air howitzer, 105 millimeter. If you want to, that's... 6 inches wide? That's a shell. It's an artillery shell in the air, okay?
This puts fear in every one of our adversaries. Many of our ground parties have said to me, and I'm sure to Colonel Black also, there is nothing better than hearing a gunship overhead. In fact, a lot of times when a gunship would be orbiting, The bad guys just go away. They just, you don't even have to fire a shot. And actually that, a lot of times for a gunship person, as much as we like to eliminate terrorists, sometimes just preventing an engagement for our ground pounders, that's as important as shooting.
And there's all different configurations of these gunships. There's Ghost Riders, Spooky Spectres, all different ones historically based on what they have in them. If you're not familiar with this, have you ever seen the movie White House Down? And that giant gray plane that flies around and shoots at the White House? That's a gunship. That's what they're talking about. Or you see them around Pensacola. I haven't seen them recently much, but used to see them more often where you'd see a C-130 circling Pensacola, and you're like, but why? Practice? just getting used to the sights, you know, because this is what you do. You circle a target, and you're like, do they have, well, they're not loaded, okay? Don't worry about that. But yeah, I mean, that's what they're doing. And I'm going to indulge for just a second, John, because, you know, military hardware, I get happy about it. But for people who don't know, I told you already the 105, the 105 millimeter Justice cannon, the air howitzer. I don't have an audio for that because it's kind of a just, you know, and then they reload and it takes a while, but okay. But there are some other weapons that are on board the, I think the Ghost Rider is the current configuration, the AC-130 that they use now. The most common used one, well, there's actually two very common used ones. The one that is at the low end of the millimeter spectrum, it's a 25 millimeter. So think of, you know, a bullet in a handgun is like 9 millimeters or 10 millimeters. This is like 2.5 of those. This is like an inch wide. Okay. The inch wide is the Gau 22. John, do you know what we deploy Gau 22s on?
I hope everything.
Harriers. Oh. Harriers have the Gau 22. You might be familiar with the Gau 8, the burp gun that's on the Warthogs.
Okay? The A-10s, yeah.
Yeah, the A-10s, exactly right. Great gun. So the Gau 22, and this is from outside of an AC-130, so it's got the airplane noise in the background, but this is it's a Gatling gun. It's a 5-barrel Gatling gun. That's 350 rounds, 12 seconds of very effective
Don't
fire.
Don't they need to practice somewhere? Like, can we go on and press a button?
They have a big test range, you know, at Eglin. They practice,
man,
a lot of things, okay?
That would be amazing.
So that's the Gau 22. And in between, so you have the 105 millimeter, and then you have the Gau 22. In between them, you actually have the thing that gets used the most, apparently. It's the L-60 Bofors. It's a 40 millimeter. So you think of, if you know, like, 40 Mike Mikes are like a grenade you might launch from a rifle, okay? It's, I don't know how else to describe it. It's like golf ball size, okay, is the size, I mean, width-wise. And this one doesn't fire quite as quickly. It's about 100 rounds a minute. But when it's going off, it sounds like this. It's chugging. Those are 40-millimeter rounds on target. So these are the ones where you see cars and tanks and houses exploding at the other end.
That would be so cool.
Yeah. So take out a convoy, take out the terror. And I tell you that because it's cool, but also because this is the stuff that gets deployed out of Hurlburt on one of their platforms, the AC-130J. And now, where are they deployed? Going back to Colonel Deering, because it's, I think, Deering, excuse me, there's no N in the name. Going back to, you know, where they are deployed, everywhere.
At any given point, about 25% to a third of our folks are deployed overseas right now. In fact, yesterday I looked how many countries we are operating in today, and it's 24 countries we are currently deployed to.
So I know we think a lot about NAS Pensacola. I know we think a lot about NAS Whiting Field. Hurlburt people, the 24,000 people on Hurlburt, are deployed to 24 countries now, operating in 24 countries now, right? And can I suggest that there might be more than just that 24, because there are ones we don't say and can't say and won't say, right? Because special operations, they do stuff that's, you know, covert, okay? So your local bases are, and where this is ultimately going, I'm going to have to talk about it next hour because I'm completely out of time in this segment. The challenges uniquely facing not just Hurlburt, but all of our military installations and their personnel, we should all care very much about this. Partially because of what it means for their interaction with our local economy and our local governments, but also because of long-term, every problem that a military mission encounters is a potential reason to brack. Right? Like, just hit one example. If the base personnel can't find cheap housing, at some point, maybe they decide to move these missions somewhere where housing is cheap. And our economies are completely dependent upon the military. Traffic. If you're deploying special forces, you got to be able to go quick. And if there's an accident on Highway 98 and the road is shut down for an hour and you can't deploy to a mission because of that, because they can't get there, that's a problem. Okay, so that's just a hint at some of the stuff we're going to talk about next hour. But I wanted you to get a sense of what the mission actually is at Hurlburt Eglin and, of course, at NAS Pensacola and Whiting Field. John Pickens has traffic on the five. John?
That's right. We have an accident in Barrancas and Southeast Street. Thank you for the text. It's over there by the Lost Pizza Company. Road is cleared, but use caution around that area. But no more accidents to report after that. I-10 and I-110 are actually flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
How do you handle stress, worry, or anxiety? If we're not careful, those times of anxiety can rip us apart from the inside. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus tells us how to deal with worry. And he doesn't say just forget about it or that it'll go away by itself, nor does he say that we should run from it. Instead, Jesus tells us to take it one day at a time. He points out the nonsense of worrying about things we cannot control. Jesus reminds us that God cares for the birds of the air, and he says to you that you are more important to him than many sparrows. God calls us to throw the whole weight of our anxieties on him and allow his spirit to fill our hearts with perfect peace as he handles the many things that are out of our control. I encourage you, rest in Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
The cost of healthcare is in the news. Tune in today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program as well as the 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds they now offer. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and the cost of healthcare today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Insanity runs in my family. It practically gallops.
He said there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on shade.
I got an interesting text in here. A lot of people are very appreciative we're covering this, and they find it fascinating and amazing, all the military stuff. But somebody says, aren't you putting a target on the backs of the people in these bases by focusing on them? A, it's all open source. B, I don't think the terrorists are listening to me. And C, the stuff you can't say, either I don't know or won't say anyway. So, yeah, you know, if they wouldn't say it, I wouldn't say it. And, you know, so if you're having a public forum where the military are presenting their mission, explaining it to people, I think it's okay for me to talk about it. But fair concern. I don't mind. You know, there's stuff that happens locally that we do not talk about. Okay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, anti-ICE protests are spreading across the U.S. in Los Angeles. excuse me, I'm sorry.
If you can't go on, just tell me. It's fine.
No, I think I'm okay.
Okay.
In Los Angeles, a local emergency was declared after vandalism broke out during Tuesday's protest. Huge anti-ICE rallies also reported in New York, Chicago, Denver. I believe there was a big one in Atlanta, Washington, D.C. President Trump warning that anti-ICE protesters could be met with equal or greater force in all of those cities.
I still got to say, the more I think about this paintball gun thing, the more of a fan of it I am. It's cheap. It's effective. It's mark your targets, you know, give every cop a different color, and if somebody's got three colors on them, they definitely go to jail.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Protests in Los Angeles leads to a fifth night of chaos, people flooding the 101 freeway.
That is a vital artery that runs through the heart of downtown. They shut it down for a time again, but this time, police officers with the LAPD, California Highway Patrol, and the Sheriff's Department moved in much more quickly. 67 arrests in total were made.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in LA, which faced a massive cleanup.
City workers are already out there removing the graffiti, but this is so extensive it's going to take community-wide involvement.
LA Mayor Karen Bass from Capitol Hill to the baseball diamond. Republicans and Democrats clash tonight.
Democrats sit on this side of the stadium, so I may hear a few choice words throughout the game, but that's all right.
Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt earlier on Fox and Friends. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 76 degrees and cloudy skies right now. We'll get more on our weather forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Breaking this morning, Silver Airways immediately shutting down and canceling all flights. They released a statement earlier this morning telling Silver customers if they have tickets for one of their flights not to go to the airport, they say all flights will be automatically refunded. The airline says their decision to shut down was made by another airline that's currently in charge of their assets as they restructure in bankruptcy. Silver did operate flights between Pensacola and Tampa. 15 people were arrested on immigration enforcement operations in Baldwin County yesterday, and the FBI says 8 of those people did have prior criminal histories in various charges. Yesterday's arrests follow another operation earlier this week where another 10 people were arrested. There's no word on where any of these arrests were made. An investigation is continuing after a jewel heist at the Tanger Outlets in Foley. The thief or thieves reportedly broke into a sushi restaurant next door to the Zales outlet, blew a hole in the wall to get access to the jewelry store.
And it seems like something that would come from movies, but unfortunately, people are trying to get a little bit more crafty.
And that's Rhea Thornton with the Foley Police Department. Officials have not said how many jewels were taken or the value, but Thornton says a lot of what was displayed in the store was stolen. Police say they believe the suspect may have been from out of state but had some type of a connection to Foley. A trailer was destroyed by a fire on Navy Boulevard yesterday. Officials say that trailer was located behind the Popeyes there. Fire units were called about 3:30 p.m. An older man was living in the trailer. Officials say the fire was accidental. Luckily, no injuries were reported. Republican Nathan Boyles has won the Florida District 3 State House seat. He defeated Democrat Dondra Wise yesterday in the special election. Boyles received about 60% of the vote in Santa Rosa County, over 70% in Okaloosa County. The District 3 seat was formerly held by Dr. Joel Rudman. He resigned to run for the District 1 House seat vacated by Matt Gaetz, which is now held by Jimmy Patronis. Boyles previously served as a county commissioner in Okaloosa County. The Escambia Board of County Commissioners is inviting residents to apply for openings on a couple of different boards. Positions are available on the County Marine Advisory Committee and Mass Transit Advisory Committee. If you're interested, submit a resume by 5 p.m. this coming Monday. For more information, check the Escambia website at myescambia.com. Florida House and Senate budget leaders are still working to finalize a state spending plan. Governor DeSantis is advocating for property tax rebates. Senate Appropriations Chairman Ed Hooper and House Budget Chairman Lawrence McClure are negotiating the budget details, which would include $25 million for the Job Growth Grant Fund. However, discussions about property tax rebates have not yet involved legislative leaders, despite the governor's push for a rebate proposal. Meanwhile, a joint framework for a $2.25 billion tax package has been released, which focuses on tax cuts and exemptions. It does not include tax rebates. Lawmakers are aiming to complete the budget this week ahead of the July 1st start of the fiscal year. 735 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Rolling accident free right now. Not seeing anything there. I-10 eastbound right after the Highway 29 exit through that construction zone. We're starting to see some backup there as you approach I-110. So, again, that's maybe a 4 to 5 minute delay. And also Davis Highway southbound, starting as you approach Olive Road, starting to see some slowdowns. It's backed up way past West Florida Hospital. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We will have a chance of rain as you go into your afternoon and evening today. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. Keeping our rain chances around for Thursday with a 60% chance of rain, high near 89. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 77. On Friday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 88 and a low near 77 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now it's 76 degrees in Pensacola. We've got 72 in Milton and 75 in Gulf Breeze. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports the average interest rate for 30-year mortgages increased to 6.93% from 6.92%. Applications to refinance rose 16% for the week. Applications for a mortgage to purchase a home rose 10% for the week. An appellate court said the wide-reaching tariffs imposed by President Trump on virtually every country can remain in place until at least the end of July. This means the tariffs are set to stay in effect until July 31st, unless there's further court action in the case. Tesla shares rose 5.7% to close at $326.09 yesterday, leaving the stock about $6 short of where it was trading last Wednesday, before the Musk-Trump feud exploded across social media. The latest jump came after Musk shared a video on X showing that Tesla was testing driverless vehicles on the roads of Austin, Texas. Futures are slightly lower ahead of inflation data later this morning. Yesterday, the Dow gained 105. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Welcome to Regeneration Station, where you can get relief from pain, improve mental health and stress reduction, and so much more. The Energy Room features the latest in scalar and biophotonic energy. They also offer cold plunge and sauna therapy. June 21st is Breathwork with Joanne Claypool. And every Friday from 1 to 3 is Friday Matinee. Regeneration Station, where wellness meets innovation. Discover a healthier you naturally on North 9th Avenue across from Winn-Dixie and online at regenerationstation850.com.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 740, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. The mayor of the great city of Pensacola is always with us at this time on a Wednesday. Mayor D.C. Reeves, who we have the song, and also was in D.C. yesterday. Mayor Reeves, welcome back, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
What were you doing in Washington, and did you have to clean off when you came home?
Yeah, well, as I always say, I always feel like everybody's talking about me when I'm up there. But yeah, we were able to visit with either the officers or we had some time with Senator Scott to talk about a bunch of issues like childcare, like the airport. That was really our primary conversation, is about continuing to help advocate for funding for the new terminal and all the new modernizations that will need to take place. And as you can imagine, Andrew, like every project in America, or maybe the world, that what was $70 million a few years ago isn't $70 million anymore. So, we continue to fight for that. And we had conversations about port and American Magic and all the great manufacturing future we think we have there. Really, it was just a good touch point. We got to spend a lot of time with Jimmy Petronas, who's just moved into his office, of course. And so that was great. So, part of the job to be up there, a couple times a year, making sure that they're hearing directly from leadership about what the needs of the city are.
I don't know as much about this as I probably should, so I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to look dumb in the process. But it's my understanding that part of the big beautiful bill it will get rid of a lot of Green New Deal type stuff, a lot of EV mandate, and a lot of wind energy subsidies is what I have been told. And I've had several people ask me, the GE Vernova plant and obviously port activity.
Right.
These are very closely connected to all of that. If I'm off base, tell me, am I on track? Do you know? And did any of this come up with our delegation in D.C.? Because it's obviously right now in the decision space.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yes. As a matter of fact, I saw leadership in Blue Wind in the hallways.
Oh, okay.
We said hello.
Blue Wind is one of the manufacturers of the nacelles here locally, right? Along with Jupiter Bach, right?
That's correct. And so, I think you have to keep an eye on that. I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I certainly am not an expert enough to know exactly all the undercurrents of federal funding and what is and what isn't. But certainly it's something, as a community, we should be keeping an eye on for sure. And it came up in conversation a little bit, but nothing definitive. I think there's just a lot of wait and see approach with leadership right now.
Yeah.
with this bill and what will and what won't happen. We're kind of in a little bit of an area of uncertainty at the moment.
And I know, again, you were up there primarily for the airport, but I've got my mind on military mission right now because we've been talking all morning about the Santa Rosa County military forum that went on recently. And, thinking about, one of the representatives, one of the congressmen said, you absolutely have to be considering the possibility of BRAC. You can never not consider the possibility of BRAC. You've got to be thinking about, and even Lucky, Tim Kinsler was there moderating, and he made the comment that, military families are in crisis. And it's housing, it's childcare, it's the things you know well about, it's, mental health resources, it's traffic, it's, all of that stuff. If we serve them, we serve the community, and we protect the military mission all at the same time. But was any of that on the radar? Were you dealing with any of that at the federal level when you were up there?
Well, actually, kind of organically, part of my conversation with Senator Scott was about our big push on childcare and just saying,
oh, great.
Hey, it's not only good for our military, it's good for our community. And what I tell most folks is, and I think I've said on the show, is if we think that housing was the problem of yesterday that we didn't fix fast enough as a society, I think childcare is the next one of tomorrow that we can at least anticipate. And because we're seeing all of these metrics across all of these states, and in the South and really everywhere, that if we're gonna want to put people back to work, so to speak, if we wanna enable and upskill the workforce, think how many billions of dollars are being put into upscaling the workforce and certificate programs. And hey, you can make $100,000 and be a welder. Well, if you leave out this part where you have nowhere to put your kid when you go to do that job.
Right.
That's a pretty integral part of building a workforce. So we didn't come in to talk about that, but just our conversation evolved into that. And, you know, I thought he seemed to be, you know, pretty receptive and understand, like you said, what's good for the quality of life of the city of Pensacola is good for the quality of life for the mission at NAS and our surrounding bases.
Right. And I thought it was particularly one of the things Lucky mentioned was that, you know, because military families are so often on the crisis edge of most of these problems in society, education, housing, mental health, childcare, if you simply focus on serving the local military families, you'll wind up solving the problems that service everybody and protect the mission all at the same time. And I thought that was a really interesting, you know, perspective on thinking about it. We're talking to D.C. Reeves, Mayor of Pensacola. Mayor, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, just through that construction delay, notes are about a 7 to 9 minute delay just due to congestion. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. The Baptist demolition is still kind of it's almost there. We talked about this recently quite a bit, and you're, you know, pushing with the county to get them to, you know, make a move. One question that has been asked is, what about CRA money? There's a lot of money available for CRA. Can that not be used under blight remediation with the demolition project? I know there's an easy answer, and I know you will have it.
Well, it depends on which CRA you're talking about. Obviously, we have three. In Urban Core, there's more money than the west side and more money than the east side, but we're talking about the west side. A couple of different issues. Number one, the entirety of the campus that's being donated is not in the CRA. Actually, it cuts at Avery Street. So yes.
All right. Thanks, as always, for the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks.
7:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still accident-free right now, which is great news. I-10 is slowing down just a little bit, I'd say right around the Highway 29 exit due to that construction. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
You catch that his answer was not often, by the way, John.
Moving on.
If you have a project you're working on at home, you need hardware, go to Pensacola Hardware. They've got it in stock. They won't have to order it. If you build things for a living, they've got it in stock. You won't have to order it. Or, you know, fair enough. If there's a specified product that's special to this particular project that the engineer, the architect came up with, and you're like, where do I go to get this? Pensacola Hardware, because they order stuff like that for people all the time. They are the commercial construction supply business here in town. The warehouse is here. They work with all of this stuff. They're not afraid of anything. They will help you with it. They've been helping people just like you do this for 174 years, since 1851. It's amazing how long they've been in business, since before the Civil War. So they know there's institutional knowledge. And if you don't believe me, go talk to Jimmy or Martin or Mansfield and ask them, what can you do for me? And they will speak your language and you will find out. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware.
Looking for personalized pharmacy care? Pensacola's longest-standing independent pharmacy, Jackson Pace Pharmacy, is family-owned and operated and has a dedicated team ready to help. The team at Jackson Pace Pharmacy works with your insurance plan, provides affordable cash prices, and expert guidance. Your health is their priority. Have questions? Call 850-478-4450 or stop by and meet the Jacksons and their team. At the intersection of Pine Forest and 9 Mile Road, Jackson Pace Pharmacy, where care meets convenience.
Gun show this weekend in Pensacola. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. Brand new event located at the Hadji Shrine Temple at 800 West 9 Mile Road, Saturday 9 to 4 and Sunday 10 to 3. Admission $10 per person. Kids under 14 are free. Free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, USAGunShowsFL.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Sir, thank you for that constructive criticism. It's a privilege to take comedy notes from a man of your stature.
Oh, man. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio wants sanctions against two Israeli cabinet ministers reversed. The UK, Norway, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand are imposing sanctions against the Israelis. The UK foreign minister says the Israeli hardliners have been inciting violence against Palestinians. Rubio wants a reversal of those sanctions and says they don't advance U.S.-led efforts to achieve a ceasefire.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio.